Well, some of them should have had some kind of buffer.
Well, I look back, and historically, there's never been, I mean, you guys could, but there's never been buffering on a nightly rental.
Not on nightly rentals. We do.
Definitely not in that subdivision.
Yeah, I understand.
Greenery or certain distance, and then some of them we just.
Yeah.
I understand that they ain't got no buffering, but we had a lot of people sitting out here, several people tonight. That one was really upset about it.
She's got to her
edge. Well, if we'd pulled her plug on the buffering on the house, what were you going to do on a duplex?
Right. And the problem is.
You pull whatever pistol you got with you.
And the HOAs, will the HOAs allow them to have that in that subdivision? Will the HOAs allow that? I don't know that their HOAs would allow that buffering in there. Because they're set so closely together.
Yeah. There's no 50 foot between
there
any
ain't 50 foot easement. No.
You couldn't make that work.
Is it?
Now.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't think whatever we'd done, it was going to matter.
Well, not tonight, but that's just some of the stuff done over wanting to try to change some things.
Right. Well, in neighborhoods, that's
on a private home like that one on the corner,
it's a different story.
I think we need to look at that a little different. On a private home situation.
They called me out, asked if it was over their home on, their
HOA.
Alder, I just repeat what Bob Ashley told me when we get involved. We talked about it, is that he said that the planning never looked at the requirements and restrictions.
Well, the only governing agency of covenants and restrictions is civil. It's a court governed.
So you have to get it. And she said, but they say this. I said, yeah, I've seen it. I've had them bring it to me. Mm-hmm. I said, that's up to your homeowners association. That's civil. That's the way it's been told to me. I'm not an attorney, but it's been told to me that they have no authority that you would
That's
have
how
to.
I had it explained as well.
Well, now, to my feeble mind, our present attorney for the county has a little different view on nightly rentals and special use permits than this commission shares.
I have no idea.
No comment.
I talked to Bob extensively about it. I understand a little bit about it, not very much. But.
Well, I know you said Stone County implemented it and it was running smoothly. I'd also heard Lake of the Ozarks had run into these issues in the past and they had gotten through it. I'm not sure what steps.
Well, we used smoothly all except for
Clay and Boone.
Yeah, that's Stone County. That's a personal joke there we had.
Yeah.
Well, Stone County's been run different than any other county. Sure, all my life.
Forever.
Yeah, we can't look at Stone County as a comparison.
I make a motion. I make a motion, Jerry.
Second.
I'm second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye. Aye.